Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/entitledparents. Now, in today's first story, a combination of an entitled police officer and your bog-standard Karen try to get someone's pet duck put down. Thankfully, OP is on hand to save the day, but it's a very close one. Let's get straight into it. Oh, but quickly, before we do, make sure you are subscribed to my channel if you aren't already. Again, trying to hit 600,000 by the end of 2020. If I hit it, you guys will choose which color my hair goes. I'm still going to dye my hair, by the way. That's not changed. So yeah, hit the button, subscribe. It's totally free. And if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe later on. But I know you won't. I know you won't. Anyway, let's get into the video, guys. Hope you enjoy. Karen tries to get my pet duck put down. I live in a pretty nice neighborhood in a townhome. There is an overflow nearby my house that is about 30 seconds away from my house. My neighbor from across the street has pet ducks that she had kept in her garage until they could live without needing the heat lamp. The day she let the little ducks out to the overflow, they walked straight to my front door and stayed until I followed them to the little overflow pond. This was when I fell in love with them. Their names are Walden and Delilah. Walden is a super social duck, but he was born pigeon-toed. I think you all can see where this is going. At the time, Walden was pretty sick with lead poisoning, but he was healing really well and was quickly regaining strength. The owner of the ducks, we'll call her DL, had given me the role of their uncle, as I had been with them since the beginning, so I had the important job of always keeping watch on them when she wasn't. One day, my mum shouted that there was a large gathering of people at the pond, so I ran to see what was going on. A police officer was slowly approaching Walden while a Karen was next to him. The instant I saw that, my heart sunk and I slowly moved to the front of the small crowd. The police officer picked up Walden and held him in a baby hold and looked towards the crowd. The trashy officer said, "Is this anyone's duck?" I was terrified. Yes, sir. Their name is Walden." "What's wrong with the duck?" "They have lead poisoning. The main owner is giving them treatment from the vets." Karen said, in the stereotypical Karen voice, "I thought it had a broken leg because it was moving weird." The trashy officer then proceeded to swing Walden and hold him upside down by the legs. Poor Walden started trying to get free, and Delilah was looking up at the cop and quaking. At this rate, I was shaking with anger and fear, but as a 13-year-old with coloured skin, I didn't want to risk anything with this white cop. The Karen then had the audacity to pity my baby because he had such terrible owners. I wanted to say something, but at that point, my skin colour wouldn't have given me any leverage over this trashy cop and this Karen. Out of some miracle, one of the owner's children pulled up and practically flew out of their car. It was the owner's son. "What the frick are you doing?" he said. The trashy cop replied, "Is this yours?" Again, swinging Walden forward, still holding him by the legs. "Yes, now put him the heck down." The officer then proceeded to drop Walden, and Delilah ran up and did the closest thing to a hug a duck can do. The duck owner's daughter then came running up from the house with the owner on her phone. After she came, I could hear the owner chewing the trashy officer out, and the phone wasn't even on speaker. When I got home, I collapsed and just kind of cried. It was so stressful. Aftermath. The owner and I both happened to meet at the pond when going to check on Walden. She tells me, in no uncertain terms, what she would have done to that cop if she was there, and we just laughed the incident off. She thanked me for speaking up and told me that Walden would have most likely been put down. I think, OP, you've got to look at this whole situation as a positive, really, because as you say at the end there, without you being there, this duck would have been put down because, you know, people were around that didn't know too much about ducks. I don't really know why they were all, you know, gathered around this pond. Maybe it was just to look at them. But yeah, getting involved when, you know, you don't know the owner, then I don't understand what both the officer primarily and also this Karen were doing. But yeah, I would just see it as a positive, man. Like, there are always going to be negative people out there that do weird stuff like this Karen and this trashy officer. Also, you know, they just try and get involved in things that they don't know anything about and it's none of their business for whatever reason. But yeah, if you weren't there, the duck would have been put down, as its owner said. So you saved the duck's life there. I've got to say, man, well done. Now moving on to our next post. Tenant decides to threaten a security guard for telling his son how the doors work. Some background. So I work as an unarmed security officer at a very nice apartment complex. The main bulk of my responsibilities include checking the doors to the property to ensure that they are locking properly and deal with any noise complaints to reduce the workload on the city's police department and call a towing company should someone violate the parking rules in an alleyway on a company property. The way that these doors work is by holding up a key fob up to the scanner next to the door. It verifies that you live there and unlocks the door for you. There's also a terminal nearby you can use to contact a resident, for them to let you in or let yourself in should you be so inclined. We have been informed that we are to never open the doors for anyone, no matter what. So, I am making my rounds, checking on doors to make sure everything is locking properly, when I come up to a door that leads onto a one-way street, and I see S, the entitled dad's son, let's call him Sam, standing outside on his phone. I walk up to the doors and check them to ensure the locks are doing their job. When I finish, Sam attempts to open the doors without using any of the proper methods to open the door. "Hey bud, you're gonna need to use the terminal to your right if you wanna open the door," I say. I begin to walk away to go check the other doors that lead into the property, when I hear screaming coming from behind me. I turn around to see the entitled dad coming in through the door with his son, Sam, in tow. He says to me, "How dare you talk to my son like that? If Sam wants to come in, then he will come in." "Sir, I don't know—" "Don't you dare interrupt me! I know you think you're a cop, but you're not. I make more than you could ever dream of making, you poor blah-looking mother effer." "Sir, if you could be quiet for what—" "What the F did I just say? Shut your dang mouth. If you ever talk to my son like that again, I will put my hands on you. That's a promise." At this point, I was done dealing with this individual and just walked away, knowing he was digging his own grave. My site has a zero tolerance policy when it comes to threats against an employee, so I wrote up my rapport about this wonderful human being. I'm currently waiting for the pin to drop. If anyone is curious, I will post an update. Have a safe and wonderful holiday.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, so that's one of those situations where you're trying to be helpful to somebody, but in response, you just get absolutely, you know, digged out. Why? I don't know. Does this guy just like, his immediate reaction, it's clear, is just to like pounce on someone that even has a conversation with his son, I guess. I don't really think that the son would have, you know, said a bad thing about you. I don't think he would have gone to his dad and snitched and said, "Oh, this security officer didn't let me in." Because you were being nice. You were saying, "Oh, this is how to open the door if you want to go back inside." So I don't think he would have done that. Therefore, I'm led to believe that this dad just literally just jumped on you for no reason and just attacked you. I think that's the most logical explanation, do you not think, guys? Or do you reckon the son snitched? Or made something up? I don't know. Anyway, the dad's clearly a douche and didn't need to react like that. That's pretty obvious to me. Yeah, you were just doing your job. And yeah, as you say, I can't wait for the pin to drop for this dad and for him to receive some sort of notification that, he's being investigated for abuse of staff, because that is what we all want to happen. Come on. Now moving on to our final post. You have to have my item. It's Christmas. I'd gone out to see my psychologist today and had a great session. On my way back home, I decided to wander the CBD for a bit. I find it fun, and we have virtually zero risk of the virus here, so I can be safe while doing it, too. I was wandering through the store we will call Bullseye that employs people with red shirts, and was coming up near the register when I heard the sound of a feminine voice starting to rise. Me, being the nosy female dog I am, I hung around to listen to the drama. "Of course, it was a Karen. But you have to have it in stock. Your website says that you do." The poor worker replied, "The website isn't always accurate. It's better to call the store." "But I need the item. Where else can I get it?"
"You could probably get it at another store."
"I don't want to go to another store." The manager hears this conversation and walks over. "Hi, can I help you?" The Karen turns to the manager.
"I need this item, but she,"
gesturing at the poor worker,
"says you don't have it in stock."
"Yes, unfortunately, it is a very popular item and we sold out quite quickly."
"Well, where else can I get one?"
"You might be able to find one at another store."
"I won't go to another store. I want it at this store."
We could order it in for you.
And how long will that take?
Right now, about 2 weeks.
That's not going to work. I need this freaking item for my kids for Christmas.
Please, keep your voice to reasonable levels.
F you. I'll yell if I want to. You're being stupid.
The security guard was already en route, but hurried over when he heard this. He said, I'm rescinding your right to shop here. Please, leave the store.
No, I want my item.
Leave now. Karen goes quiet for a moment and then spins on her heels and storms away quickly. She looks back.
I'm going to call corporate. I know a high-up manager there. I swear to God, I'll...
Bang. Karen didn't see that the door was slow opening and promptly walked into it. Multiple people started to laugh at this point, including the security guard. The poor worker was hiding her face. The manager was going through a titanic struggle to keep composure. Karen made the decision then to turn around and start swearing at the people who were laughing.
Shut up, all of you. I'm gonna sue this store. You're all gonna be jobless by Christmas Day.
She turns to walk out the door, not realizing that by this point she was behind the sensor range and walked into the closed door. She lets out a scream of rage and starts pounding on the door. Nobody could hold back this time. Seeing someone storm into a closed door twice in a row was beyond hilarious. Everyone who was watching was howling with laughter.
Open! Open! You freaking idiot! Open!
The security guard walks forward and waves to the sensor, making the door open. Karen lets out another scream and storms out.
Guys, I'm trying to think of events that have happened to me in my life, or that I've actually just heard about in general, that are more embarrassing than this. And I'm struggling, because to walk into a door once, when everyone's laughing at you already, you know, in the back of their heads, that's bad enough. To then get angry, swear at everyone, and then do it again, and then have everyone laugh at you even more. Does it get worse than that? I don't think so. I mean, like, you've already made yourself look like an idiot by screaming and, you know, just getting annoyed at everyone in the store for no reason, just because one thing is, you know, you haven't got there in time, realistically. And then you go and do that, making yourself look like an absolute idiot. I mean, I'm sorry, Karen, but you deserved it. And I bet it was so funny. Like, I wish those sort of things were recorded more often, because imagine watching that. You'd just be dying of laughter. But yeah, obviously fully deserved. And I'm very happy that this happened, is all I'm going to say. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of Entitled Parents. I really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want more right away, check out this playlist of all my Entitled Parents videos. If you are new to the channel, then make sure you are subscribed by hitting this button. And finally, if you would like some lovely merch for the winter months, got nice hoodies, got nice t-shirts, that is down here as well. And it is the best way to support me and the continued growth of my channel. Much appreciated, guys. I will see you all later today with a brand new upload. So stay tuned for that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.